Like, and I got so many phone calls afterwards because I think people actually speak to you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
they're
it.
More
face to face, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here at the Aspire stand, which is for the Asperger Syndrome Association of Ireland. And they're at the Dublin 12 Health Fair. And I'm speaking to...
Aileen.
Aileen. And Aileen's just going to tell us a little bit about Aspire and what they're hoping to get out of today's event.
I'm the Development Officer at Aspire. We're an organisation that supports and provides information to people with Asperger Syndrome and their carers. We also provide services in City Centre for children and adults. We do an adult project and we're hoping to implement some more services over the coming year.
And when people come to the stand today, they can find out more about Asperger's and what you do for them. And how would you help a family or a child?
I suppose it's to find out what issues are going on. If some people are at the stage of assessment and diagnosis, it may have only been suggested to them. So we would kind of help them where to go from there, if they wanted to go down the private route of diagnosis or if they wanted to get a public diagnosis. And so we kind of take it step by step. So once they go to that step, we'd encourage them to call us back, and then we'd start talking about services and interventions, things like that, that can be done from there.
Oh, right, brilliant. And what do you think of the health fair here today?
I think it's fantastic, yeah. I think it's a great way of raising awareness for all the different organisations.
And you were saying, like, you did a similar event up in Tala, and you seem to get more calls afterwards.
Yeah, I think people are more inclined to ring you if they have spoken to you face-to-face, if they picked up some of the information.
Yes.
I think it can be difficult sometimes for people to pick up the phone.
Yeah, and, you know, you see all these ads for the different, you know, like Asperger's walkways and all, but people still don't really relate unless they're standing in front of someone and can kind of talk about it a little bit more.
I think it's a little bit easier for somebody if they can put a face to the person on the phone.
Yeah.
It can be scary sometimes people to take that step to ring and admit that there is something going on and they need a bit of support.
All right.
So it's nicer if they're actually spoken to me and then they can ring and they know who to ask for.
Okay, well, great talking to you, Aileen. I'm going to be putting this up on the Driven Is Good blog and we'll share it out. So we'll click on your page and share, and hopefully you'll come back next year.
I will, yeah. Thanks
very much.